everybody, welcome to the show. How are you today? Oh, excuse me while I get comfortable. How you guys doing? How's your week so far? I'm very excited. It's time to finally move out of here. I am moving in, travel day tomorrow, to my new house. I'm so excited, and it's like the peak highlight of my life, and it's tomorrow. This is the place that I'm gonna have kids. I'm gonna have children. I mean, I've got the wife, now I've got the house, next is kids. I can't wait. I'm very excited about it. I'm really looking forward to it. All right, so I've been so frustrated with the news lately. I cannot, and I will not talk politics today. I'm not gonna do it. It's not happening. I need a break from politics. I am going to talk about Blizzard. So there is some stuff going on with the Blizzard Activision offices, and we're going to get into it. Somebody super chatted me yesterday, and Darth Call super chatted me. Was like, yeah, I would like to know what's going on with that. So I got some articles that basically lay out what happened, what's going on. The California Department of Fair Employment and Housing filed a lawsuit against them for some in-house behavior. And it looks bad on them, to be honest. And I'm going to talk about that. And yeah, then I'm going to talk about Jeff Bezos and make fun of him a little bit because he's not actually an astronaut. And it's kind of satisfying somehow. I don't know. I mean, it's the FCC, I guess, changed the rules about who is an actual astronaut, and that's people that are actually pilots that have flown into space, as opposed to Bezos, who sat in an autonomous vehicle and was flown into space as a passenger. It's kind of hilarious, and we're going to make fun of that. Then I'm going to talk about space telescopes. So the James Webb telescope's coming soon. That's going to be hopefully in October, a couple months from now. And, I mean, this thing is long overdue. It's supposed to be in space in 2015. And this is like Hubble on steroids, all right? We've seen some incredible images over the year from Hubble Telescope. I mean, it's been up for almost 30 years. Things are ancient as far as, computing goes. This thing is outdated, all right? So the James Webb Telescope is fresh. It's new. I mean, it was... Hopefully they keep updating it with all the newest stuff. I mean, it's really the mirrors that are important. But anyway, there's this cool new telescope that they're bringing up into space with a balloon. It's very interesting, and I figured we'd talk about it because I just need a break from all the stuff. And I'll be honest, I was really busy today. I was moving and packing up a storage container so that we can, I'm currently at Nisha's parents' house right now, and we spent the whole day packing this storage container off to send off the stuff, because, we both have all our things now together in our house. Well, we will, rather, when they finally get to our new spot. So I'm, anyway, let's talk about it, right? First, we're going to talk about Blizzard. Okay, it all started with... Here's one article that I have that kind of starts it off. What's the start of it, right? Activision Blizzard subjected women to frat boy culture, California alleges. And it's the Department of Fair Employment and Housing filed suit against Activision Blizzard Wednesday, alleging the World of Warcraft maker subjected its female employees to degrading, pervasive frat boy workplace culture. Women comprise of only one-fifth of the company's workforce, and those employees were subject to sexual harassment, unequal pay, and retaliation, the suit alleges. Female employees who spoke to the bureau said their male colleagues and bosses would make rape jokes and hit on them during work, with one employee even having her naked photos passed between male colleagues before she killed herself on a work trip. Female employees say that they were denied promotions and handed tasks while their male counterparts played video games during the workday. Activision Blizzard said in a statement to Kotaku, "The picture of the DFEH paints is not the Blizzard workplace of today." So that's kind of what started this whole thing about a blizzard being in the news, right? And people were seeing this, and then it seemed that that wasn't enough. Okay, so I have this tweet. This is Blizzard President J. Allen Brack sent out an email to staff last night. This was a couple days, or this was last week actually, 6 days ago, the 23rd, addressing the allegations from this week's explosive lawsuit, calling them extremely troubling, and saying that he'd be meeting with many of you to answer questions to discuss how we can move forward. And here it is here. It's basically just him, explaining that all of these things go with saying, like they are, he's literally saying it is completely unacceptable for anyone in the company to face discrimination or harassment. It goes with saying that everyone should feel safe working here, whether we are on campus, at BlizzCon, or working from home. It goes with saying it takes courage to come forward, and all claims brought to the company are investigated by internal and, when needed, external investigators. We take these claims very seriously. Claims can be made without fear of retaliation, and many times I attend to them personally along with our other leaders. Stepping back, when I talked with Bobby about taking this job, one of the first things I mentioned was a revered saint of the Brack household, Gloria Steinem. Growing up, the values of women as equals, understanding the work that had been done for equal treatment, and the fact that there was still much to do were common themes. This is one of the reasons why the fight for equality is incredibly important to me. People with different backgrounds, views, and experiences are essential for Blizzard, our teams, and our player community. I disdain bro culture and have spent my career fighting against it. Iterating on our culture with some of the intensity that we bring to our games is imperative, with our values acting as our North Star. This is some of the most important work we do, both as professionals and human beings. As a company is more than a legal construct that exists as a piece of paper in a filing cabinet in Delaware. The people that work at the company make it what it is through their actions and creations. Each of us play a role in maintaining a place of safety for one another. And it is also up to each of us to continue to craft the Blizzard we want and commit to doing our part in keeping Blizzard great, but always aspiring for more. The leadership team and I will be meeting with many of you to answer questions and discuss how we can move forward. In the meantime, I want you to know that you can talk to any manager, any HR partner, any member of the legal team, or anyone on the executive team, including Hey Jay, if you feel more comfortable talking to someone outside Blizzard or prefer to be anonymous. You can contact Way to Play Integrity Line, and then that is redacted. I feel angry, sad, and a host of other emotions, and I feel grateful to work alongside a set of leaders and thousands of employees who join me in their commitment to continuous improvement. Thank you, Blizzard Jab, who is the president, J. Allen Brack. Okay, so it turns out this wasn't enough, all right? And there were some other letters that were sent out, but people were pissed, and it led to this walkout. All right, Activision Blizzard workers walk out over frat boy culture. All right, they came bearing signs befitting an outraged video game contingent. Nerf male privilege. Fight bad guys in game. Fight bad guys in real life. On Wednesday, workers at Activision Blizzard staged a virtual and in-person walkout in protest of the company's culture and its handling of harassment and the gender discrimination suit filed by the state of California last week. The lawsuit alleged that Activision Blizzard fostered a pervasive frat boy workplace, including blatant sexual harassment without repercussions. It was a striking rebuke to one of the video game industry's most powerful players. Then the company made things much worse. Kevin Liu, the firm's director of communications, told CNN that the allegations were distorted and, in some cases, outright false. Meanwhile, Frances Townsend, Activision Blizzard's executive vice president of corporate affairs sent a note to employees characterizing the lawsuit as truly meritless and irresponsible. That didn't sit well with the rank and file, some of whom say that they had experienced inappropriate conduct themselves. The statement being made do not reflect the feelings of the employees, a current worker told the Daily Beast, speaking on the condition of anonymity. Organizers planned the walkout at headquarters in Santa Monica, and more than 3,000 workers have signed a letter calling Townsend's comment abhorrent. In a response to the uproar, Activision Blizzard's CEO Robert Kotick sent a message to staff on Tuesday, acknowledging that the original response was, quite frankly, tone deaf. I have asked the law firm William Hale to conduct a review of our policies and procedures, he wrote in a letter, which was previously published by Polygon. In a statement to the Daily Beast, an Activision Blizzard spokesperson added, we are fully committed to fostering a safe, inclusive, and rewarding environment for all of our employees around the world. We support their right to express their opinions and concerns in a safe and respectful manner, without fear of retaliation. California's lawsuit outlined a number of serious allegations. Women were allegedly promoted more slowly than their male counterparts, but were fired more quickly. Men openly boasted about their sexual exploits, joked about rape, and made unwanted sexual advancements. Employees were groped at company events. In one especially horrific anecdote, a female staffer allegedly died by suicide after her supervisor brought butt plugs and lubricant on a work trip. The pair had been having a sexual relationship, court filings say. The suit adds that the employee may have suffered from other forms of harassment. Male employees had allegedly passed around a picture of her vagine at a holiday party. Cher Scarlett, who worked at Blizzard for a year ending in 2016, told the Daily Beast that her first interaction with the company took place in 2013, when she applied to be a front-end developer with 6 years of experience. I was told by the person who interviewed me that I was not really a software engineer, that I was more of a designer, she says. When she eventually joined the company, she says she experienced harassment, including a constant stream of crude jokes. On more than one occasion, I heard people talking about selling women for sex, she says. HR wasn't really a safe place for people to go. Such conduct is abhorrent and will not be tolerated, an Activision Blizzard spokesperson said in response to the allegations. We appreciate the courage of any current and former employee in coming forward and will fully investigate any such claims brought to our attention. Workers at Activision Blizzard have known to vocalize their discontent before. In 2019, a group of employees walked out after the company banned a Hong Kong-based professional gamer for saying, "Liberate Hong Kong, revolution of our times." The company does significant business in mainland China. Amid blowback, Activision Blizzard later reduced the gamer's punishment. Kotick, now in his late 50s, first acquired a stake in Activision in 1990, when the company was on the brink of bankruptcy. The company merged with Vivendi Games in 2008, becoming Activision Blizzard in the process. Kotick's stake in the combined entity is now worth over $250 million. Despite the current blowback, which has lightly dented Activision Blizzard's stock, shares rose close to 1% on Wednesday. Either way, Kotick will be fine. Last year, his total compensation, including stock awards, tallied $150 million. Look, all of that behavior is exactly as I say. It's abhorrent, all right? And I'm sure these people are out there going, toxic masculinity. No, none of that is masculine, all right? That isn't what masculinity is, all right? I don't want people to confuse the two. Frat boys, I mean, they have zero respect, right? There's a group of people out there that don't respect women, guys. I mean, whatever. There's girls in that group as well, I'm sure. But it's a lack of respect, right? And I see this, and I love Blizzard. I mean, I've played Warcraft 1 and Warcraft 2 were my jam. I kind of fell off after that because Diablo was my jam. Diablo 1, Diablo 2, Diablo 3 was kind of meh. I'm kind of kind of newer Blizzard I'm not really a fan of. I mean, World of Warcraft doesn't look fun to me. Now I get it. I have friends who play World of Warcraft that still play World of Warcraft. And you know, I see the community, and the community is why I stay in some games. The communities are awesome. I mean, look at my chat, for example. My chat is fantastic. You guys are all awesome. You know, I have people that I watch you guys all say hi to each other. You know, there's a community that is built in certain games, and you know, this kind of behavior should be shunned. You know, they have every right to be pissed because you can't treat people like this, right? You know, I feel like real men aren't like that. They don't treat women like that. They treat others with respect. Others, not just women, real men, real human beings. Not even men. Maybe anyone. If you just be respectful. Clearly, you know, have respect for other people's boundaries. Don't be a douchebag. All right, these guys are douchebags. If that's the way they're acting, they're privileged, nerf male privilege. I mean, they're just being douchebags, like male privilege. Like, it's, you know, there's a fine line where they're just like, oh, I can insert this buzzword where, like, you know, it applies to all this, and then it just adds more fuel to the fire when we're not calling these people out for just being complete disrespectful douchebags, right? And that's what we really need to do. So, I mean, I hope they clean up their act because no one should have to deal with that kind of stuff. You know, if this is what these women are dealing with working there, like, that's terrible. That sucks. I wouldn't want to work there if I was in their situation. That's ridiculous. So that's basically what's going on with the Blizzard Activision walkout, what they're dealing with. They're being sued by California because it's not a very safe space, if you will. All right, let's talk about Jeff Bezos. Just the other week, Jeff Bezos was a passenger. I was going to say flew to space, but technically, he didn't fly to space. He sat and was flown to space as a rich man who flew his younger brother to space with him and flew Wally Funk, which is pretty dope, by the way, because shout out to Wally Funk. You're an impressive woman who absolutely deserves to go to space and should get her wings because she, of any of the people that have gone to space recently, deserve her astronaut wings, because she probably could have flown into space, but they didn't actually need to because it was in a fully autonomous vehicle. Flew up, floated them out, they landed. All they had to do was just sit there, detach, float around, reattach. That's literally like the extent of what they had to do. Anyway, check this out. Jeff Bezos is not an astronaut. FAA changes rules for how it awards astronauts wings. They say the Blue Origin flight crew don't comply as the ship was entirely controlled at the ground. Why is that so satisfying? Why that is just, I don't know why that's so why is that so satisfying? I think it's because the way that he was like, "Hey, thanks everybody. You paid for it." Ha ha ha. It's like, dude, this, you know, Jeff Bezos would have to spend like $200 million a day to lose money. Like, that's how much money this guy makes a day. Dude is just insanely rich. Anyway, despite flying to the edge of space, Amazon founder Jeff Bezos does not qualify for his astronaut wings. After the U.S. Federal Aviation Authority tightens its rules, Bezos and the crew of the Blue Origin took off their base at Van Horn, Texas at 9:12 a.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday, the 52nd anniversary of the moon landing. They ascended for 4 minutes before the fully autonomous New Shepard rocket booster separated, leaving them floating in zero gravity for 4 minutes. It was the autonomous portion of the space flight that will see Bezos, his brother Mark, Wally Funk, and Oliver Damon miss out on their FAA-approved wings. In order to qualify, they have to make a contribution to the flight and to human space flight safety while traveling beyond the 50 miles mark defined as space by the FAA. It is possible Wally Funk may be given honorary astronaut wings by the FAA for demonstrating an extraordinary contribution to human spaceflight. Now, I fully agree. I actually did a segment on Bezos going to space, and I made it all about Wally Funk. Why? Because she deserves it. This woman has flown more than most pilots ever will. 19,600 hours. She's trained over 3,000 pilots how to fly. This woman's incredible. All right. She was turned down. We were just talking about Blizzard. All right. Women being passed over for promotions. Wally Funk got passed over and over and over again by people that were lesser than her. All right. She was an incredible pilot that deserved to go to space. So as much as this might piss Robert Shaw off, thank you, Bezos, for bringing Wally Funk to space. And hey, FAA, give her wings. She deserves it because she absolutely could have flown any one of the literally any space flight mission. She's been in space since the beginning, right? In space flight. She could have been on any of those seats and flown in space because she's top qualified for all of this. So she deserves her wings. Even if Bezos doesn't get his FAA wings, it doesn't take away from them going into space, as Blue Origin's New Shepard easily passed the 50-mile mark. This made Bezos the richest man to go to space, Wally Funk the oldest, and Oliver Damon the youngest. Here's Bezos floating in space after being launched 66 miles into space on Tuesday morning by the Shepard rocket. Of course, this was it last week? I don't know. Time is just warping by for me. Here he is wearing a cowboy hat. It's just some reason it just doesn't feel right. Right? I don't know. Anyway, here his phallic rocket taking off. So far, only Virgin Galactic pilots flying the space plane from the cockpit and chief astronaut Beth Moses, who flew solo in the cabin on the test flight, have been awarded the new commercial FAA astronaut wings. Nobody from the Blue Origin has qualified. With the Blue Origin New Shepard spacecraft controlled entirely from the ground, with no input from the crew on board, the new FAA criteria wasn't met. This could put the entire space tourism industry in doubt, experts predict, as passengers on various spacecrafts wouldn't get their wings. I mean, it makes sense. You're a passenger. You know, you're not an astronaut. We'd have to come up with a new word, right? Because astronauts, it's kind of like a pilot. It's the same, you know, it's a pilot that flies in space. So if you're it's like being a captain of your own ship or flying in space. You have to actually physically fly out in space to become an astronaut. And that makes sense to me. I'd be okay with that. It is possible a new category of space tourist or commercial astronaut is created to describe those who go to space purely as a passenger rather than crew or pilots. Mary Robinette Cowell, award-winning author of the Lady Astronaut series, suggested on Twitter that the astronaut should be an earned term reserved for someone engaged in space exploration and science. She said, "One of the things that bothers me is calling these passengers astronauts, spacefarers." That's not bad. Spacefarer. I like that. That's not bad. Yes, I've felt like an astronaut ought to be earned term. I agree 100%. This doesn't mean that they would be astronauts, as the firms themselves could issue their own wings with a tourist becoming a Virgin Galactic or Blue Origin astronaut, but they wouldn't be issued or recognized by an independent authority like the FAA, which would be lame. Blue Origin has argued that because they fly above the internationally recognized Kármán line at 62 miles above the Earth, they met international astronaut standards, whereas Virgin Galactic only operates to just 50 miles. Bezos is so jealous that he was beaten into space by a different billionaire. It's true. Come on. It really just... I wouldn't be surprised if Washington Post came out with an article that just, you know, went into the details about how they went into space because of the internationally recognized Kármán line. Get out of here. And, oh, by the way, the Kármán line is the line defined as the edge of space by both NASA and the FAA. And so far, only Virgin Galactic pilots, as well as a chief astronaut, Beth Moses, who flew solo in the cabin. They already said this. Anyway. So, hey, Bezos. I don't know why that's so satisfying. It's satisfying, all right? I'm not trying to, like, be mean or anything, but it's... He can afford it to be ridiculed a little bit. You weren't first, and you didn't get your wings. Okay. All right, so let's talk about this cool new space telescope. Upcoming Hubble telescope rival will be lifted by a balloon the size of a football stadium. The future of space telescopes promises to be very interesting, with the likes of the James Webb Space Telescope looming over the horizon. Space telescopes benefit greatly from the fact that they aren't bothered by atmospheric interference. Nonetheless, they aren't the only type of telescope that can achieve this benefit. There are other interesting concepts that can deliver similar results. Scientists from Princeton, Durham, and Toronto universities pulled together with specialists from the CSA and NASA to develop a novel type of astronomical telescope. This resulted in the Super Pressure Balloon-Borne Imaging Telescope, or SuperBIT. And it will float on top of our atmosphere, providing the first row seat for peeking at the stars. SuperBIT is planned to be deployed in April 2022 and will operate at an altitude of at approximately 40 kilometers, above 99.5% of our atmosphere, freeing it from most atmospheric interference akin to the familiar space telescopes. Due to its weight, the new astronomical telescope will be carried to the above-mentioned altitude with an enormous balloon with the volume of 532, I don't know if that's 1,000. No, that's a dot. So it would be 532 cubic meters. Approximately the size of a football stadium. I don't know if you know the size of a football stadium, but it's massive. The telescope will be equipped with a mirror that has a diameter of a half a meter. Its primary goal will be to improve our understanding of the distribution of dark matter across galaxy clusters and in the universe's large-scale structure. Now, I don't know how much you know about these huge telescopes that are going into space, Hubble or the James Webb Telescope, but a half a meter is actually rather small. Like, some of these are like 12 meters across. Really, I mean, they're multiple mirrors put together in a perfect alignment. Now, this would just be one mirror that is half a meter. That's nothing. That's like, I mean, I can show you guys like what a half a meter is, right? It's really not that much. The project is unique, as nobody has attempted this before, not only because it's remarkably complicated and challenging to do, but also because balloons could stay aloft for only a few nights, which is considered too short for an ambitious experiment such as this. Nevertheless, NASA has a solution, as it recently developed so-called superpressure balloons that should be able to encompass helium for a much longer period of time. If all goes well, they should be able to stay aloft for multiple months. During such a duration of time, the telescope will be able to circumnavigate the Earth multiple times, carried by seasonal stable winds. The idea is that the telescope will be observing the skies at night, while it'll be able to recharge during the day using solar panels. So why are scientists going through so much effort to study the night sky for a few months when space telescopes can be operational for several years? We haven't talked about SuperBIT's most significant benefit yet, which is the fact that it's almost 1,000 times less expensive than a space telescope with similar capabilities. Although the Hubble Space Telescope has proven to be an incredible feat of engineering, surpassing the expectations of many, in the long run, it will inevitably fail, which we actually, I reported on. It did fail recently. A computer went down and it wasn't able to function for a while. They did actually just were able to reboot it and figure it out, and it's now officially running again, which is crazy to think that it's still running after all these years. Furthermore, it has been shared that the telescope will probably not be repaired again when it does, which it was repaired, but not physically. It actually hasn't been serviced since 2009, I believe, was the last time the Hubble telescope was actually serviced by human hands. Successors to the Hubble telescope, like the James Webb telescope, space telescope, will focus on infrared wavelengths or a single optical band akin to the planned Euclid Observatory. This would mean that projects like Superbit will be the only facility in the world capable of high-resolution multicolor optical and ultraviolet observations. Funding has already been received to create a mirror upgrade for the Superbit, going from a diameter of half a meter to a diameter of 1.5 meters, would mean a 10 times boost of its light gathering capabilities. Coupling the above-mentioned mirror upgrade with a wider lens angle and more megapixels will make this proposed larger Superbit even more capable than Hubble. Moreover, this low cost even makes it conceivable to produce a fleet of these telescopes, offering time to astronomers around the world. Now, what I think is really incredible about this kind of an idea is, so take the Hubble telescope, for example. It's out in space, right? We haven't touched it since 2009, 11 years ago, right? And we somehow were able to get it working again through rerouting power and using a secondary backup unit or something along those lines. But if these are actually more powerful than the Hubble and they come back down, it's not like they're going to crash. We can collect them, upgrade them, send it up again. It's going to constantly be using the newest technology. So if it went from half a meter to now 1.5 meters, then, you know, maybe next year we can send up a 5-meter mirror and float above the atmosphere and gather images that we can't even fathom right now. Because Hubble, I mean, the pictures that Hubble has sent to us are incredible. And they're 30 years old. So we're looking at 30-year-old technology giving these incredible images to us. That's why I can't wait for the James Webb telescope to come, because, I mean, I want to see what this thing's capable of having, you know, something significantly stronger than the Hubble telescope. You know, what's it going to produce over the next 30 years? Because that's what the Hubble has given us. Let alone something like this Superbit idea, because we can constantly be getting fresh, upgraded images with the best technology, because we just float it up and then it comes back down, upgrade it, float it up, and, you know, it'll probably stay longer as that technology progresses along. So I'm kind of excited. It's going to be really good. All right, I'm going to get into some Super Chat. You guys are fantastic. Thank you for joining me. If you haven't smashed that like button, please do smash that like button. I really do appreciate that. And if you haven't subscribed, please do subscribe. I see a bunch of people that are talking about, why is there so much Adam hate? Is there hate in chat right now? You know, I just feel like I'm doing something right. That's fine. And why are you guys talking about Tim? Why are people talking about Tim in my chat? You know, I get a lot of heat for stuff that Tim talks about, like, and I don't understand it. People tend to think that I'm connected to him somehow, and I mean, we don't talk. He does his own thing. I was booted off the show, and you know, I had no choice but to do my own thing. I could tell you guys what really happened, but I'm not going to. And I think it's weird that people are so attached to the idea that him and I are connected somehow, because we're not. We're not the same person either. You know, I got attacked on Twitter the other day, and I was just like, I quote tweeted, and I was like, you know, we're not the same person, right? Like, people tend to attack me for his views. And I'm like, do you even remember the show when I was on? Like, we didn't agree. We didn't agree at all. But for some reason, people can't let it go. Let's see. Robert Shaw says, F. Bezos. Robert Weil says, what is the rule about folks asking about our health at stores? Have a blessed soul, Adam. Have a blessed day, Adam and chat. I don't know, Robert. I don't even know. The rules, they keep changing. They keep changing the rules. And it's crazy. Robert Shaw says, have a blessed night, Adam, and bless the chat, and bless the Robert, and bless our future in these dark times. May the light set us free. And then he says, F Blizzard. You know, the F Blizzard was for you, by the way, Robert Shaw. I don't know if you noticed. I in the title, it says F Blizzard. That was for you, buddy. Hydro says, I want to thank all of the white people from the past who made America so great. Happy White History Month. You know, I kind of had a little conversation with Hydro about this, and I don't want that. I don't want a White History Month. I think it's ridiculous, you know, and he kept trying. He's brought this multiple times up, and I don't, you know, I think it's ridiculous. Morgan Freeman was asked in an interview, he said, how do we beat race? You know, someone asked him, like, how do we beat racism? He's like, you stop talking about it. We stop. I don't need a Black History Month. It's American history, because it is. It's American history. I don't want a White History Month. That's leaning in. That's making it more about skin color. Yo, we all are human beings. We all bleed the same color. Everyone has emotions. Everyone feels pain when they lose someone they love. We're all human beings. It's all history. What can't we just have history? I don't want any color added in front of any history month. Any history is important to learn. All history is important to learn. Let's just learn history. I don't need a month. We don't need a specific month. Let's just learn about it all. I'm down with that. Let's stop trying to colorize everything. And that goes for you too, Hydro. It goes for people trying to go on the other side. It's like, that's not going to make it better. That's furthering the divide. And I'm not going to do that. And I won't. You're not going to convince me to do that. The Magnum Express says, killing two birds with one stone. F. Blizzos. Ah. You see what he did? Blizzard and Bezos. Mark Robershaw says, we had a POS government mouthpiece telling us that... I'm not even going to read that, dude. I can't read it, man. I can't do it because I don't want to get booted, and I think that's a little too on the nose. Bezos done nothing. Elon rebuilt the space race. That I can agree with, Rob Shaw. Fauci lied, people redacted. See, I like it when you redact stuff. See, that makes sense. Let's see. Oh, Robert Shaw says race is so non-important because skin color is literally based on environmental factors, facial features, environmental factors, and genetics. Wake up. I mean, race is just skin. It's, you know, it's like every single human I know thinks, well, I say that as funny because most people are sheep and don't really think for themselves, but they think at least, I hope anyway, but you know, we all feel emotions. We're all the same. We're all humans, man. We're all human beings. Robert Shaw says, making kids is easy and fun, but raising them, I mean, I don't care. I'm looking forward to raising my kids. I can't wait. Robert Shaw says, at least Biden wiped his redacted. My butt's been wiped. Did you hear that? For those who don't know, he like blurted that out in an interview. I mean, I don't know what else it could have been. I don't know. He straight up walks up. He's like, my butt's been wiped. That's the president. Fantastic Mr. Knox says, after so many years of supporting Blizzard, I stopped supporting them after Blitzschung. But what's been happening as of late have cemented it all. Yeah, it's pretty bad, right? Bezos says Blizzard is done. So many big gamers dumping it. Yeah, I mean, the whole all these WoW streamers are moving over to Final Fantasy 14, which I'm curious about. I don't know if it's worth it or not. I don't really know much about Final Fantasy 14. John W. says Blizzard has sold out to China. Yeah, they actually mentioned that, and I meant to go back and talk about that part of it because it's the same reason why Hollywood's like, oh, well, we should cater to China and remove John Boyega from the main poster because they don't like black people in China. But no one's calling them out for it. They're saying America's racist. It's like, no, China's super racist. Are you kidding me? They're trying to convince us that that America's racist. Like, no, no, America's pretty awesome. Robert Shaw says, have a safe drive over the ocean, Adam. Thank you very much. I'm going to go right over it. Use my soy Jesus powers. Robert Shaw says, Blizzos can go to the nine hells. Okay. Thomas Garrett says, when are you streaming Final Fantasy 14? You know what? I don't know. I mean, we were just talking about it, but I mean, I've never played it. I love Final Fantasy games. I played all of... No, how do I say that? No, I haven't played all of them, but I played Final Fantasy, the first one. I've played Final Fantasy Legend 1 and 2 on Game Boy. I played Final Fantasy 6. I didn't play 4. I think, is 5 the same as 6? I never really remember, but I played 6. 7, 8, and 9, and 10 all were fantastic. But I miss that turn-based style of gaming that they let go of. Now it's like an action game with like a mixture of the turn, like, I don't know, the Final Fantasy game, the 15, and Final Fantasy 7 Remake. The remake I just loved because of the nostalgia, but I'm not interested in Intergrade because I don't like the fighting style. I only like being Cloud, you know, and Barret and the story that they have. So it didn't, I don't really like the new Final Fantasy style. So I don't really know what Final Fantasy 14 really plays like. I know the Quartering just started playing it, and he was streaming it the other day. I poked my head in a little bit, but he was basically just... it was in a cutscene, and I couldn't stay very long, but... Yeah, I don't know. Don't play a new Final Fantasy game? Yeah, I don't know. Someone just said Final Fantasy 7 is overrated. Fight me. No, you're absolutely wrong, Leonard. Look, the original Final Fantasy 7 is amazing, alright? It's an incredible game. I think you're crazy. The newer version is absolutely overrated. It was not that good. Someone said, Fluffmaster says Tactics is the best Final Fantasy. I agree with you. Final Fantasy Tactics, hands down, amazing story, amazing gameplay. My favorite Final Fantasy is Final Fantasy Tactics. I agree 100%. All right, anyway, enough of Final Fantasy. Robert Shaw says, hello, chat. Can I get an F Blizzos, please? Thanks. All right, nice. Robert Shaw says, some male privilege when I had testicular torsion. Ooh, I'm sorry to hear that. John W. says, that toxic culture is quite common in the tech startup world. They all have sexual harassment insurances. A lot of settlements happened every year. Ugh, why? What's up with that? I feel like there's like a vibe of... First off, it's all in big cities, right? You know, these... I don't know. There's someone said dice roll. Who said dice roll? Serotonin Satellite just asked for the dice roll. I got you, Serotonin. I just did it. Serious Business says, guess we're testicular torsion brothers now. Okay, that just happened in my chat. All right. Robert Shaw says, I would suplex Bezos from orbit. No regrets. Sounds kind of difficult to... okay. It's okay, Adam. She used Bezos as a seat. Wait, Robert Shaw. Yeah, whatever. It was, you know, she deserved it. Wally Funk, man. What a boss. Hey, I see the Funk in chat. What up, Funk? Shout out to the Funk, my boy Funk. If you guys don't know who the Funk is, you're missing out. That dude is awesome. He's actually been on my show. I see you, bro. I see you. I miss you. Miss you, homie. Go follow him, by the way. Go follow the Fernk, the_Fernk over on the Twitch. Dude plays all the time. We got a winner, George Bonnie. It is one. Congratulations. It was one nuclear. You were close, but no cigar. But we have a winner, George Bonnie, 90. Congratulations. You won. Mavis says, corporations are toxic places. Even if there's no sexual harassment, they still like to flaunt their power over workers. Hashtag boycott Frito-Lay. I was not expecting Frito-Lay there, but okay. But I agree. Corporations are toxic. They are not people, like somehow the law was passed that they're considered people, or I don't understand. It's crazy. Mr. Squiggle says, here's a new word for it. Astronaut. Astronaut. Like, you're not an astronaut. That's good. I like it, Mr. Squiggles. It's kind of like mean, though. You know, you're not going to walk around like, I'm an astronaut. Right? No. No one's going to do that. White Lasagna said, riding a bus doesn't make you a bus driver. All right. It's true. All right. I agree with you. Makes sense. Ramashaw says, Bezos isn't a space tourist. He's a space tosser. You really don't like Bezos. Ramashaw again says, heard of the Great Attractor. It's an area in space. I don't know that, actually. Allison says, my coworker's niece got the gold. Woo! Oh, nice. Yeah, in the Olympics. Nice. That's so cool. Congratulations to her, right? Because, you know, you feel connected and, you know, you get to actually root for someone and they get gold. That's awesome. That's such a cool feeling. I don't really care much for the Olympics myself, but that's so cool. I love that. Where was I? I just lost my place. Robert Shaw says, Biden Webb Space Telescope won't point into space. Oh, no. DJ Ronnie says, using infrared filters on my backyard telescopes allow me to effectively see through thin clouds and haze. The James Webb Space Telescope can see through cosmic dust for the same reasons. I am so excited for the James Webb Space Telescope. We're going to see some incredible things. Dave says, my friend Rick is pretty high up at Blizzard. Do you want me to have him contact you? If so, how would he go about doing that? Yeah, okay. Interesting. Sure. Oh, yeah, let's do that. It's the Krigler Show at gmail.com. Send me an email. Robert Shaw says, because Tim sucks every time he mentions some Star Trek episode or Stargate episode, he gets it wrong every time. Seems like a fake nerd to me. Okay. Psy Media says, hey, Adam, love your streams. I just started a channel in English, Psy Media English. It's about space with good music, narration, and visuals. I'm getting traction. I covered the ELT and JWST last video. Oh, the James Webb Space Telescope. All right, cool. Very nice. Cool. Well, check it out. SCI Space Media. All right, I'll check you out too. Navassa says, could Krigler Coffee show a scale of blends from lightest roast to darkest? Or is that now how it works? You know, I probably could do that. In fact, I'm going to copy your super chat real quick, and just so I can remember that, because maybe I could do that. You know, because I do have different roasts. Some are lighter, some are darker. If you want, I could break them down for you. If you want to ask, if you like light or dark roasts, I can fill you in. Most of them are in the middle. The gamers blends more of the darker. Espresso blend is darker, a dark roast. I can't think of them all off the top of my head. The Costa Rican is a lighter roast. The Ethiopian is the lightest roast that we have. Catalyst is medium. Commodore's Reserve is medium roast. The Peruvian is a medium roast. And the Fake News blend is also medium roast, but it's, of course, caffeine-free. Decaf. Sebastian says, space has answers that could solve problems here. People often complain we're overpopulated, but don't realize the vastness of the universe. Amazing. I know. We have to get to space. We got to get out there and just start traveling. It's going to be amazing. Oh, Navassa just said, I personally prefer medium to dark roast. Okay, so I would say the gamer's blend is for you, because it is our medium to dark It's like on the darker side of our medium roasts. So, but that's probably gonna be what you prefer, the Gamer's Blend. Francisco says, how would we view race if Neanderthal still existed? I have no idea. I'm not sure. Hydra says, I'm here to divide evil from good, right from wrong. Okay. No, but you're Hydra, see, you're playing right into what these people want, more division. By saying you're celebrating a white history month, that is more division, right? You're creating more of that divide or helping them, 'cause that's what they want. They want to divide. So you're not dividing good from evil. You're literally playing right into what evil wants is more division. Celebrate history. Celebrate the people in the past that helped us get here. Every single one of them, because there's different skin color on all the different amazing people that helped us get here throughout history. Period. Has nothing to do with skin color. You're making it about skin color, and that's what they want. Montana Horseman says, Adam slash chat reminder, Perseid meteor showers are on now. They peak around August 9th to the 13th. No moon this year for the peak, so should be great. Enjoy. Thank you, Montana. You probably have a good view being out in Montana, because, I mean, I don't even know. I can't even think of a city in Montana. I got nothing. I literally can't even think of a city in Montana. I don't know if it's good or bad, but I would assume that you don't have a lot of light pollution, so you can see. Andre says, search for Derek Chauvin in Mandarin on Weibo and look at how not racist the Chinese are. I don't have Weibo, and I don't even know what that is. Vash says, play New World, be an evil colonizer, piss off the SJWs. I don't know. I've looked at New World. I don't think I'm interested in that game. It's not, I'm not gonna play that. That's not my thing. Robert Shaw says, RKO Bezos from orbit. Watch out, watch out. Jesus or Jesus says, Adam, did you hear about the first Dead Space getting a remake? The trilogy was in the shell for about 8 years, and now it's coming back. If you like zombie shooter horror, it's highly recommended. You know, people have suggested that to me, Dead Space, and that is an amazing game. So if it's getting like a real remake or a remaster, is it a remake or a remaster? I don't know. Either way, hopefully they don't ruin it and keep it to its roots. Sebastian says, when I was doing a night fire exercise for the army, the night vision goggles are great for stargazing. You could see stars you never thought were there before. I've actually looked at the stars with a incredibly powerful night vision goggles that Tim was actually looking at buying, and we were looking at the stars, and it's incredible. So I've actually checked them out myself. They were military grade. Robert Shaw says, roll a 16 or you're not redacted. Okay, it's not a 16, so I guess I'm not redacted. So that's good. I'm glad I'm not redacted. But I did roll the dice, so you guys know the deal. Good luck, have fun. Mavis says, I worked for Frito-Lay, one of the other plants in Topeka, just got done with a strike because of the work conditions. My plant was just as toxic. Management liked to bully employees, ended up quitting. Dang, that sucks. I had no idea. All right. I don't even know if I mean, how many products does Frito-Lay have? Don't they own like a bunch of different products? Not just like Frito-Lay's, the one everyone knows about. All right, I'm looking at these numbers. Darth Jason, what's up, dog? I see you in chat all the time. You're a member. Thank you for being a member. I appreciate that. You won. It is three. Congratulations. You can spin the UFO in chat because you paid for it. And also, you won nothing from the dice roll. Congratulations. Robert Shaw says, or the fastness between people's ears. Ba-doom-tsh. Leonard, thank you for that super chat. You didn't say anything, but Hydra says, confession through projection and a lack of total self-awareness that would be funny if it weren't so sad. Okay. Short Bus Dave says, I celebrate history by getting a bachelor's in it. Oh, nice. Robert Shaw says, skin color changes through generations. That's all. Agreed. Robert Shaw says, can't wait. Woke space. Yay. Okay. Sejong says, hey, y'all. Been tuned in from the start, but couldn't get to a computer until now. Anyways, how is the F Blizzos and roll a 24 magic? Man, we're getting all these rolls today. This is fun. Unfortunately, it's not a 20. Sorry, Sejong. But the dice has been rolled. You guys know the deal. Francisco says, bong tokes must be packed fat and cleared with one hit. Oof. Depends on how big the bong is. I used to crush ice and pack it with, like, crushed ice. So it'd be, like, a nice ice cold. I don't smoke anymore, but I did for a while. My 20s. A lot. Oh, wow. Nuclear was the first person to guess. Guessed it. Right, it was 10, and just behind him was Mr. Squiggles with 10. Congratulations, you won, Nuclear. I see you, bro. Thank you for joining in chat. You're always in chat. You are the best. You guys are so fantastic. You guys are fantastic. Sejong says, will we be getting a jam night tomorrow? I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do my show tomorrow. I'm going to really try. I'm traveling tomorrow. And it's going to be a really crazy day for me. I'm traveling and then I get my keys and it's like, I'm going to be really busy tomorrow. I'm running around a lot. I got to get up really early. I've got to like, as soon as my show ends, I'm going to go to sleep because I got to get up super early. I thought about maybe not even going to sleep, but that's brutal. I feel like I want to get some sleep. So, Robert Shaw says, are you redacted? Then roll a 12. No, I don't want to roll it again. I actually do have to go because I have to go to sleep early tonight. But thank you guys so much. I'm really going to try to do my show tomorrow. We'll see. I probably will do it because I'm going to have all of my stuff with me. And my travel guitar here. That's with this little Taylor. Beautiful little guy. You guys are the best. Oh, cool. Navasa said one bag of Gamer's Blend is en route. Thank you. Can't wait. Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Yo, enjoy that. It is delicious. It's also really strong. It's definitely the stronger blend. So definitely enjoy that. It's definitely one. I don't prefer it, but I do love my coffee. I love some good fresh coffee. You guys are so great. Thank you for tuning in. I will see you guys hopefully tomorrow. Don't damage my health. I know, I gotta go. I gotta go to sleep. All right, love you guys. You guys are absolutely the best. I will see you next time. This is Adam Krigler signing out. Good night, everybody.
Please smash the like button for The Krigler Show. Coming to you live Monday through Friday, 6:30 Eastern Time.